The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Baba Batra. This Masechet, the longest Masechet in Shas, page-wise, has been dedicated by our good friend and pioneer student in the Daf Yomi Shi'ur, Adam Azrak Hashem Yishmeru V'chayehu, for the Hatzlacha of his dear children, that they should grow up to give him much nahat, they should have chokhmah, binah, vada'at, and be'ezrat Hashem, they should be zuche in the right time to the proper zivugim, b'parnasa, osher v'chavod, me'ata v'ad olam, to him and his wife and his entire family. Amen.
Amen.
Daf Samech, Perek Haskat Batim. Today's daf is being studied in the Shmat Avraham ben Esther. Ruach Hashem, t'nichanu began Aiden. Amen. We begin today's daf. I'm Samech Amud Rishon, and we are on the second line. Lakach bayit v'chatzer acheret. Right, you took a house, lo yiftachenu l'chatzer ha-shutafim. That's the case over there. We have a house adjacent or right next door to the chatzer ha-shutafim. You cannot open a gate in that house to access into the chatzer ha-shutafim. My ta'ama v'pnei shemarbe adehem et ha-derech. Because now, look at the fourth line of Rashbam. B'binyan aliyah zu... No, third line. שרוב בני אדם יוצאים ונכנסים עכשיו בחצר, יות ובתחילה, ולקצניעות. Problem is, it's הזק לאיהו over here also. Because the partner's working, also there more traffic is coming through there, that guy's got to watch himself from all this. You built a new door now, you built a new entrance, an exit, into the חצר. Because he wanted to connect it to his house that was next door. So you can't do that now, because if I'm a partner in this חצר over here, you cannot start building new gates. Now, all of a sudden, I got new strangers walking through, and I have to watch myself from them. Therefore, you're not allowed to do that. Ah, emasefa, but I'll bring a question. Ela im ratza bone tached lifnim mebeto, u bone aliya al gabe beto, v'halo marbe alav et ha-derech. Oh, what do we say? We said over here, in the Mishnah, if you want, you could build the cheder, if you want to build another room in your house, we understood in the Havamina, not the, like I told you in the Maskana, you're splitting the room. We understood you have your house here, and just build another extension, like an extension of another cheder off your house. Right? If you're building another extension off your house, you're still having more traffic now. So the Gemara says, you told me, Elaim Ratzab Boneta Cheder Lifnim Mibeto. We understood Lifnim Mibeto meaning as extension. So you have your house, and next to you add a little annex. Why is that mutar? Bottom line, there's more people going to be walking through the chatzir, right? You're building a second floor. How's that working? You're still causing more people to come into the chatzir. Which means really you didn't extend, you didn't make your house bigger. It's the same area. What'd you just do? You split the first floor up. Now, that you can't tell me, I don't care if I pack in 100 people, that's my house. I can I'm allowed to have as many people as I want in my dwelling as well. I can't make it bigger now and start causing it to more people to come in. But if I just split it in the first floor, that's okay. Umay aliyah aftai. And what does aliyah mean? Aftai. Aftai means, right, you made an attic, meaning you split the height of the first floor. So you didn't add anything to the house. I told you, the roof was 10 feet high. You put a floor at 5 feet. So now what you just did is you made it a duplex on 2 floors. That's okay. That's it. Because you're allowed to the Shmam's Lashon is, look at my. The Shmam's Lashon, my. Bone ached dektani matnitin, lo bone mamash. You're not building an extension to your house, kid, come out. Ela shechalko lehadisu lishnayim. She'asam mechisa b'emsaito. You put a wall in between. Leoshiv sham diurim merubim. Now listen to this line. The bedavar ze yeshto reshut sheyachol lemalot kol beto diurin. You can put as many dwellers as you want in your house, and the partner can't come along and say, "Hey, look at all this traffic here. But yeah, it's my house. The guy has 10 people in his house. The guy has 20 people in his house. But you can't start making another floor or another extension and giving it to other people. Now, not ready. It's too many people. Now, have to
keep it the same size.
Always keep it the same size. That's the basic rule. Comes the next Mishnah. Lo yiftach Adam lachatzer ha-shutafim. Petah keneged petah. We understand that. The halon keneged halon. Your doors in a chatzer shutafim, you now have your door parallel to your neighbor's door. You're facing in, right? Opposite. And the windows opposite windows. Again, if it's in factors, it's privacy. When you build a house, you're not supposed to build a door against the door, or across from the door, and a window against the window. We can understand that. So he says over here, I thought you said you're not allowed to build a window in the chatzed anyway. So Rashbam says, you had a chazakah. She's, let's say the guy kept quiet for 3 years. Doesn't matter. It's a ni'ut factor. Even if he kept quiet, you're not allowed to have windows facing windows. But you're going to ask me a question, Rabbi. You just told me in the last Mishnah, you're not allowed to have a window in a chatzed of a shutafim at all. Because you're stooping in. No, let's say he let you. Meaning he didn't. Huh?
Permission to do it.
No, because if it's in the ut factor, okay. You can't. If it's in the ut, you're not allowed to have windows facing. That's not proper.
But it's not a chatzer.
Lo yiftach adam lachatzer ashutafim, petach keneged petach, v'chalok yivin halon. Haya katan, now, let's say, the Gemara doesn't explain all this case. Let's say, you had a door. Your door was a small door, right? Lo yasinu gadol. You cannot make your door bigger. Okay? Lo yasinu gadol. Echad lo yasinu shnayim. If you had one door, you cannot make it into two doors. Aval poteach od reshut rabim, petach keneged petach, v'chalon keneged halon. But on the reshut rabim side, we'll see what that means. That means, if let's say you have two houses, and there's a reshut rabim in the middle, then you're allowed to have door against door, and window against window. Because there's a reshut rabim separating between the two houses. What I will explain that. Can I get on? Hayak katan, ose oto gadol. In that case, on the reshut rabim, you're allowed to make your door bigger. Ve'ahad ose oto shnayim. You can even make one door into two doors. You want to read the Gemara? The Gemara will explain everything. Okay, comes the Gemara. Binan emile, how do you know? How do you know what? How do you know that you're not allowed to build a house where your windows are facing your neighbor's windows? Because it says, by Bil'am. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Kera, Vayisa Bil'am etena vayaret yiseh shochen l'shvatav. Bil'am saw the Jewish people were dwelling according to their tribes. What did he see? He saw that their doors and their tents were not facing each other, right? He said, these people are worthy to have the Shekhinah. That's when he said, Matovu ohalecha Yaakov. How beautiful are your tents? What was the beauty that he saw about the Jewish tents? The position, right? They were diagonal from each other. They were staggered. They weren't facing, so one guy cannot look into his neighbor's private business. Okay. Haya katan lo yasenu gadol. Now, let's just review laws over here. You're in a chatzer. We learned early in the Masechet, when I have a door in my chatzer, right? With the door, I get 4 amot in front of the door. Which means when we divide the chatzer up, you divide it up according to the doors as well. Which means the door is mine, obviously. That's why I enter and exit. That's my door. But in front of the door, the also the Hachamim gave you an area. So therefore, you have to recognize that every door that you're going to have, you're getting 4 amot more in front. It's like, you know, the stoop in front of the door, that becomes your property as well. So it's obvious, you can't just start adding new doors. Because the more every door you add, you're really taking now 4 amot away from the other guy in the property. But now we're going to discuss also extending it, making the door bigger or not. So the Gemara is going to say it like this. You cannot extend the door. Sabar Rabbim Arachamma. Actually, I skipped. Hayak katal lo yasenu gadol. This is easy. Sabar Rabbim Arachamma demar. Bar dalet lo lishevieh bar temanya. Right. If it's a door of 4. You want to see pictures of that? I know you want to see a picture. That's obvious. Right? It's a 4 tefachim door. It's 4 tefachim or 4 amah? How big is the door?
4
amah
wide.
4 amah wide, right. I would think maybe if it's 4 amah, you can't make it 8. Well, that's obvious, because if it's 4 amah, so I have 4 amah in front. Mm-hmm. By making it 8, now I got another 4 amah in front. That's I'm eating up from the chatzir. For every 4 amah of door, I get 4 amah in front of the door. So maybe the Mishnah is saying, if it's a katan, don't make it a gadol. If it's 4 amah wide, the door, don't make it 8 amah. Because now what's going to happen?
You need 8 in front.
You get 8 in front. That's already, you're taken away from the chatzir. So Gibran says, Sabad Rabbi Barachamad Amar, Bar Dalid, lo lishvia bar temanya, why the kashakir temanya bachatzir? Because you're taking 8 from the chatzir now. Aval, but, bar tarte lishvia bar arba'a shapir dame. But if it's 2, you can make it 4, because you're getting the same 4 in front. I'm not getting any more in front. So to go to 2 to 4 in width, it's the same floor that I'm getting in front anyway. So therefore, that should be okay. As long as I'm not taking away anything from the chatzit proper, I could extend my door. 4 to 8, I'm doubling my area in the chatzit in front. But 2 to 4, I would think it's okay. Amar le Rava, no good. Matzi amar le b'fetchazutra matzin letzterei minach b'fetcharabal lo matzin letzterei minach. He could say a different claim. The neighbor could say, "Listen, when you have a small door, I can hide from you, because you can't see too much when you're standing at your door. It's a small door. I can hide from you. I can do my work properly. But now a bigger door, you have bigger view, and therefore, even though you're not taking anything away from the area, but your eyes are." Hezekiah, on a bigger door, he has bigger view. So therefore the neighbor could say, don't make your door bigger. Well, when it was small, I could hide from you. I know when you're standing at your door, you can't see me. I could go in the corner over there, do my work. You made the door bigger. Even though you didn't take away from the area of the Hatzir, there's Hezekiah over here, because now I cannot hide from you. Good. Next case. If it's one door, you can't make it two. What's the case? Savara mi bar hamad mar bar arba'e lo shavye tre bene tarti de kas shakil tamne behatzer. I thought maybe the case like this. He says you have a door of four. Don't make it into two doors of two. Mm-hmm. Why? Because now you're getting four amot in front of each door. Whereas before you only had four amot, but now by splitting the door into two, for every door you get four amot in front. So you doubled your area in the hatzer. Gabra says, no, Bartimet HaShavyeh, Rebbe Rabbe, and the Gabra says, Tekashka Tameh Bahasuk, you're taking 8 in the Hatzir. Afad Bartimet, LeShavyeh B'nei Arba'a, Shapir Dameh. But if it's 8, I could split it into 2 4s. Because I'm not adding anything to the area of the Hatzir. Because I was getting 8 in front of the door anyway. So splitting an 8 into 2 4s should be okay. Amale Rabba Matzi, Amale Bechad Petcha Matzi Na'etzten U'eminach. Betrelo Matzi Na'etzten U'eminach. 2 doors, you have more vision. Which is one door, which is, because normally the thing is, one door's open, one door's closed. When you have one door, it's open, I know to be careful from you, it's closed. But when you have 2 doors, one is open, one is closed, so I'm stuck there, you can always look at me. So therefore I have more privacy when you have one door, but when you have 2 doors, you're taking away from my privacy. Now, if let's say you have the Reshut Rabbim in between, you have a door, you have a house on this side, a house on this side, and a Reshut Rabbim in the middle. Then we say what? You can open up doors against doors, windows against windows, no problem. Why? Because there's a Reshut Rabbim in between. Why? What's the logic in that? What's the logic? Damar le, sof, habayit et snu'ayim b'mirei Reshut Rabbim. Hey, listen, you're complaining about me, my window. Anyway, you got to block yourself from the Reshut Rabbim. You're facing the Reshut Rabbim. So therefore, you can't blame it. Hey, privacy. What privacy? Even if I wasn't here, you got privacy issues, because you gotta be careful from the Reshut Rabbim. Because hey, you're looking over my thing, and the whole Reshut Rabbim is looking. So you gotta be anyway careful. So therefore, in that case over there, Reshut Rabbim, he has no claim against him. Next Mishnah, in osin halal tachat Reshut Rabbim borot shichinu me'arot Rabbi Eliezer matir kedesh te'agala me'alechet v'te'una abanim. Okay, first case, a guy wants to build under the ground, like tunnels. Okay? Borot, shichin, me'arot. Of course, it's underground. He's gonna cover the ground. So the first rabbi says, you can't build this stuff under the ground. Why? Even though it's fortified and everything, we're worried what's going to happen. It's going to break. Eventually what happens, the ground that you built it on wears out. So take the guy to Beddin. You fell. God doesn't want to go to Beddin now. You're putting a guy in a hassle now. He's got to go fight in Beddin. Therefore, don't even get involved. And the Reshut Rabbim, don't stop building stuff underground, because we're worried that things are going to break, and the guy, you can't trouble the guy to go to Beddin. Therefore, don't do it. The Beddin says, no. As long as it's fortified, strong enough that you can take a wagon filled with stones, and it can hold it, the Beddin is not worried about future. The Beddin says, right now, it holds? Not right now. How can you say, no, I'm not worried about that. Now I know it holds. I'm worried about the future, what's going to happen. So again, let's read that in the Mishnah. In osin halal ta'at Reshut Rabbim. You're not to make a halal, like a tunnel, under the Reshut Rabbim. Borot, shahin, halal, these all type of cisterns, wells, pits. Rabbi Eliezer matir. So long as what? Kedei shetei agala me'alechet v'te'una abanim. En motzi'im zizin v'gzustra'ot Reshut Rabbim. Which means the guy has a house. Okay? You're not allowed to put zizin and gruzdot, like protrusions out of your wall, off the side of your house, that are protruding into the reshut harabim. You're damaging the reshut harabim. Ela imratza kones letok shelo umotzi. If you want, you can bring your wall in a little onto your property and then put the zizin. So the zizin are not going into the reshut harabim. Understand? Which means the guy was on the border of the reshut harabim, right? So they say, don't put these things sticking out there. You're mazik reshut harabim. But if you want, bring your wall in a little and then put the things out, no problem. Okay? That's yours. So comes the Gemara and says, comes the Mishnah concludes, Laka Hatzer. Oh, Hiddush. You bought a Hatzer. Ubaz Zizin Ugzustraot. You bought it and already there was stuff protruding. It's grandfather, exactly. You know, you could assume that what? That it was done legally, which means that the guy regressed his wall and put it there, and therefore everything is fine. Look at the Rashbam, fourth line from the bottom. Harezu b'hazkata, deta'aninan lelokeya. We have a general rule. Buyers have an advantage. Normally, a guy living on a property, he has to give a claim. I was there for 3 years, and he gave me permission. I was there for 3 years, and he sold it to me. But when it comes to buyers, they have no idea. They don't know anything. They just bought it. So Betin claims for the buyer. Betin gives the buyer his claim. And what's the claim they tell him? V'omrim, imar konesu tok shelo haya. Yeah, we'll say no problem. You bought it. You could say that he probably regressed his wall, and therefore it's built fine. Therefore you're okay. Aval ha-mochra lo, the guy that sold it to him, he's got to prove it. Which means, before he sold it, already he's got to come into Betin with claims. With proof. But the buyer, since the buyer's at a disadvantage, you don't know what he's buying. You don't know what the history. So the Betin says, you bought it, we give you automatic hazakah. We'll tell you that you bought it legally, and he probably regressed his wall, and therefore, it is indeed okay. Beautiful. Which, if somebody comes along into the shoot to the beam and says, hey, these things are sticking out. He just bought the house. Everything's legal. Because he has no idea what he bought. So they'll claim for him. Good. Comes the Gemara and says, V'rabbanan, oh, the rabbis, why don't they want you to build a tunnel underneath the shoot? If it's strong, what's the problem? Why do they say you can't do that? It says, Zimnin de mafrit. What's going to happen? It corrodes. You're not going to realize that it corrodes. What's going to happen? It's going to cause people to fall and get damaged. Okay, so they'll go to Betin. You can't force people now to inconvenience them now to go build something that's going to break and you have to go to Betin. It's a pain in the neck. So therefore, we're worried about what's going to happen in the future. And it'll be the Isaac. He said, no, you go according to what it is now. Right now they tested it and it can sustain a heavy load, no problem. And what's im zizim v'gzustraot. Okay, Rabbi Ami aval leziza da'ave nafik lemevoa. Rav Ameh, he had a ziz, one of these protrusions, ledge coming out of his house, going into a mavui. Mavui is like the alley, right? There's another guy. He also had a ziz going into the shoot of the beam. Okay, two rabbi and a guy. So anyway, there was a claim on the guy that had the ziz going into the shoot of the beam. So they came in front of the amir and said, hey, this guy's got a ziz going into the shoot of the beam. Amale zil kotz. Right? Knock it down, he told him. So the guy says, I should knock mine down? Rabbi, what about you? He's a wise guy. He tells the rabbi, what about you? You also have a ziz going into... I should cut mine down? You cut yours down. He says, hey, listen. Mine's not going into the shoot of the beam, buddy. Mine's going into the mavui. Mavui is a more controlled area. Who uses the mavui? The people of the Hatzer. We know who they are. The people of the Hatzer, they were mohel me. They allowed it. However, the Reshut HaRabim mapik man ma'il gabach. But the Reshut HaRabim, who's going to mohel you? The dominion people. There's no one person. Mine is in a controlled area. I got mechilah from all the people in the Hatzer. They signed the petition. Not the rabbi, sir, put his Z's over there. You, every single guy, you petition the Reshut HaRabim. You can't control the Reshut HaRabim. Therefore, you're wrong. I'm right. Rabbi Yanai, havale ilan. He had a tree that was protruding into the Reshut HaRabim. guy also that had a tree that was protruding into the Shut Rabbim. The people were complaining. Hey, this tree's blocking the road over here. So he came in front of Rav Yanai to get a psak. So Rav Yanai knew he also has a tree in the overhanging into the Shut Rabbim. So what did Rav Yanai do? He told his workers, Zil ha'idana. He told the guy, I can't talk to you today. Go home. Vita lemachar. Come back tomorrow, please. Now, Belilia, in the night, Shadar katsia laudide. That night he went and he cut his tree down. Lemachar atalekim. The next day he came. Amale zil kotz. So he told the guy, you have a tree blocked under the shoot of the beam? Cut it down. Amarle hamorname itle, the wise guy. He told me, oh, you also have a tree. Amarle zil hazeh. Go look if I have a tree. Ikots di kots di dach. If my tree is cut, then go cut your tree. Ilo kots di lo tikuts at. And if my tree is not cut, then don't cut yours. Which means he knew he was going to get that claim. So the night before he went, he cut it down. Oh, you have a tree. You go check. If my tree is still there, then you don't have to cut your tree. But if my tree is cut, then you got to cut your tree. So the Gemara says, "Meikara my sabar or mesof my sabar." What was the rabbi thinking originally? Which originally he put a tree in the Shut Rabbim. Meikara sabar ni halil in the Shut Rabbim diyad bebetule. He thought that the Shut Rabbim enjoys having the tree there because they can sit in the shade. He's providing shade for them. However, kevan da hazad de kam me'akve. Once he saw that they were complaining by this guy, then he said, oh, okay, now, obviously they don't care too much about the shade. Shadar katsye. Good, so therefore he cut his tree down. So the Gemara says, V'lema lezil kotz didach, v'adana kotz didi. Why do you have to make this whole thing come back tomorrow? He should have just told, you know what? Cut your tree down, I'm going to cut mine also. Mishum de'erish lakish de'amar hit kosheshu ve'koshu. What does that mean? Keshot atzmecha v'har kach keshot ahirim. First you have to adorn yourself before you adorn others. Which is, you can't give a guy a musar if you're guilty of the same crime. So therefore, he said, first let me be clean. Keshot atzmecha v'har kach keshot. Look at the way Rashbam learns that. Rashbam says, it costs you, third line. Hasir kash mi ben einecha. Take a piece of straw, you know, that's stuck between your eyes. Techila, kemo lekoshesh kash. Meaning, adorn yourself first before you tell somebody else to adorn themselves. Okay, we understand that. Continue. Abal im ratza kones letoch shelo motzi. Okay, here we go. If he wants, however, he can move his wall back, regress his wall, and then put the zizin. Good. Ibailu kanas velo hotzi mau shi yachzor viyotzi. A guy regressed his wall back. Okay, but he didn't put the zizin. Now what ended up happening? The people of the Reshut Rabbim got used to walking in that area now.
3 years.
Oh, so do you say once you didn't put zizin, it's it? It belongs to the Reshut Rabbim. Now you can't do anything. Understand? Which is, if he moved his wall back and put his things there, it's my property. But he just put his wall back and didn't do nothing. Now the Shut Rabbim sees what? They got 6 more feet over here of walking space. They started walking. Now he comes, hey, I want to put my zizim. Too late. The Shut Rabbim, they took the property already. They're enjoying it. It's like you mevater it. So what's the deal in that? Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Kanas, Motzi. You could still put out zizin. It's your property. But the Shtakish Amar Kanas Enu Motzi. No, too late. Enu Motzi. You lost it. Amar Rabbi Yaakov Rabbi Rabbiya Bar Tachlifa Asbera Lach. Let me explain you, by the way. You don't understand this machloket. Let me explain you the machloket. Lehotzi kol amal lo peligi de motzi. Nobody's arguing. It's like you said, it's your property. Everybody agrees if you put the wall back, even though you didn't put the zizin immediately, everybody holds, you could put the zizin out. That's not a machloket. Ki peligi la'azir kotalim nimkoman. The machloket is over here. Can you put the wall back to its original place? Well, what's that? What's the machloket? The ibcha itmar. And the machloket is like this. Rabbi Yohanan, it's the opposite. Rabbi Yohanan Amar Eno Mahzir. Rabbi Yohanan says, once you regress the wall and you didn't put Zizin, to put Zizin everybody says you can. But if you're not going to put Zizin, Rabbi Yohanan says, Eno Mahzir. You can't put the wall back. Rishtakish Amar Mahzir. Rishtakish says, no, you can put the wall. What's the machloket? Rabbi Yohanan Amar Eno Mahzir, Mishub de Rav Yehuda. The Amar of Yehuda, Metzer.
You have a field, and in the field there's a certain road that the Rabbim get used to walking on, it's theirs. You cannot break that road anymore. So similarly over here, huh?
So why could you put up the Zizin?
No, it's my property at the end. But if you didn't putting up, if you're not putting up the Zizin, so then already they're getting used to, I want to put the wall back. If I want to put the Zizin, I could put the Zizin. They still, if I want to put the Zizin, we'll see that Hashbam is going to say you can put the Zizin. It's not a problem. But I want to put the wall back to where it was. Hey, the people got used to walking over here. People got used to walking now. That's theirs. V'rishakish Amar Mahzir. You can put the wall back. Hani milieka deleka ravha. Which is, when did we say over there in the field, you can't break the road that they got used to walking? That's if there's no other space for them to walk. So you can't break the road. However, hacha ha'ika ravha. Here, there's still room for them to walk. So by returning the wall, I'm not taking away their walking this space. Look at Hashbam. Rashbam says, "By metzer shemen shtei sedut shizukov ve'achad nami harei haskato yaziku ba'kinisa." Right, which means to put the zizin there. Everybody agrees you can put it. Really, it's your property. But if you're not putting the zizin there, now you want to move your wall back. Oh, that's where you have the machloket. So the Yohanan is going to hold like Rav Yehuda. Because Rabbi Yehuda is halakhah, like Rabbi Yehuda, by the way. And Rabbi Yehuda says, when you have a field, and the people got used to walking on a certain path over there, you can't close it up. Same thing over here, they got used to walking. Aristakish, what do you do with that? Over there, the reason why you can't close up, because that's the only access they have. Over here, even if you put your wall back, there's still there, there's still space to walk. Well, let's continue. We learned in the Mishnah that if you bought a chaser, you bought a courtyard, and there was zizin, Gizustraot coming out of the Haser, we said, Harehi Behaskata. Does that mean Harehi Behaskata? We can assume that the seller did everything correct, because normally you're not allowed to put the Zizin protruding into the Shut Rabim. But if he recesses his wall back onto his property, then he can put the Zizin. So we say that while he has to prove his position, a buyer, we claim for him. The Beit Din claims for the buyer. Don't worry, everything is good. If somebody will contest, Beit Din will step in and say, no, he's the buyer. We could assume that he bought it and everything was on the up and up. The wall was recessed. The zizim were put there legally. That's the famous law of to'anin le'lokeyah. We to'an for the lokeyah. Since lokeyah doesn't know, he has no idea what he's buying. There's no way for him to know. So, for his benefit, Beit Din says, don't worry, everything is good. So the she'ela is like this, let's say it gets undone. Amar Avuna, nafla. Now the zizim fell. Oh, now maybe it's a reset. And when you bought it, could be, you have azakah, what was done. But now that they fell, to re-put them there again, so it says, nafla, chozeru bune ota. No problem, nafla, put them right back up again. If the zizim fell off the wall, you put them back up. We have a contradiction. We have a question. Why? These are talking about different things that you're not allowed to do as a result of the destruction of the Beit HaMikdash. So the rabbis instituted different building restrictions as Zecher the Churban. And Mesayyedin. You're not allowed to use seed. Seed is the limestone when you're building. They don't want you to use it. Mishum Avel Beit HaMikdash. Because of the destruction. Ve'en Mechayyedin. Mechayyirin is to draw pictures, let's say, on the wall. Pictures made out of limestone as well. Ve'ed mefayyihin, that's using different colors on the wall. Bezeman hazeh. Okay? Because zeker l'chorban. Lakach haser mesuyedet, but if, let's say, you bought it already and it was mesuyedet, it was already limestone. Mechuyeret, it had pictures on the wall. Mefuyehet, it had the colors on the wall. Harezu behaskata. Okay? You can assume that it was built correctly, which means I could assume that maybe it was built before the Beit HaMikdash, before the Churban. It was built Beitir, I don't got to worry. Ah, nafla. But once, let's say, the limestone falls off, or the picture erases, and things like that, eno chozeru bone ota.
You can't rebuild it. Which is mashma what? The hazakah is only at the time the way you bought it. Once already it changes, you go back to isur. So similarly, when I bought the house over here from this guy, the zizin, I could assume arim b'hazkata. But once the zizin fall off, it should be forbidden for me to go now and put the zizin up. It goes back to the original isur, right? Shani, Gemara says, Isura Shani. A two-word answer. Isur is different than Mamon. This inyan of the Churban Beit HaMikdash, it's inyan Isur. It's Asur to build with these things after the destruction of the Beit HaMikdash. So there will be more Mahmir on that. She's when it comes to Isura, painting the walls and pictures on the wall, it's not the Pshat. The hazakah that you had is not going to help when it gets undone. However, when it comes to mamon, nezek, hazakah, which will be more lenient by a din of mamon than will be lenient. You can't compare the cases. Look at the Tosfot, top Tosfot. Nafla, eno chozer ubone ota. Hashta sal kadatach. We're assuming it was built at the time the Beit HaMikdash was around. So that's why you're allowed to use limestone. Venafla, and then it fell. Chozer ubone. Ukshelakach hatzera mesuyedet. When you buy a hatzera mesuyedet already, you could assume harezu behaskata. Dechol zman chi kayemet. Yishlan l'tlot shebeheter asa. Beis Beit HaMikdash kayam. Ava kishenafla. תלינת שבאיסור נעשית אחר חורבן משום אחי פריך ענב עונה אמר רב חוזר ובונה אותה כיוון דנפלה התלנמת לי שבאיסור הוציא ומשל איסורה שאני ואפילו ודאי נבנה בהתר כי נפלה אסור לבנותה וסייד. Which means the reason of the Beit HaMikdash Din is even if we know ודאי it was built בהתר. Nothing with חזקה. You know ודאי it was built בהתר. But once already it comes down, We're going with Hazakah. We know it was built better. Isur Shani, we're Mahmir. Masha'enken, in this case over here, when you go with Hazakah, it was built, when you buy, Tu'anin l'lokayah. We say that it was built okay. Now the zizim fell off, put it back. By Mamon, we go with the Hazakah. By Beit HaMikdash laws, it's not doing Hazakah. Even I'm telling you, you know for a fact it was built better. Once it comes down, we don't want you to put it back up again. We don't go with the original status. Pshat is, right now it's after the Churban, don't build. Shaykh, when it comes to the Zizim is a monetary law. You bought it. When you buy it, is it legal for you to keep it that way? Yes. So when it comes down already, we can assume that just like when you bought it, it was done correctly. Keep it under hazakah, put the zizim back up, you have no problem. Comes the Gemara and answers, Tanu Rabbanan, Lo yasud adam et beto besid. After the Beit HaMikdash, a person is not allowed to plaster his house with seed. Why? The limestone, it's clean, it's nice, it's white. But if you put in the mixture, either sand or straw, that makes these limestone not as bright. Mutar, that's okay. The Biyuda Omer, Irev Bohol, that is a traksid. No, hol, kochiken is asur. Because when you put hol, when you put sand in limestone, it makes a traksid. Traksid is stronger even than the regular limestone. So, kochiken, that's asur. Vasur. Teven mutar. Okay, but if you mix teven in it, that's okay. Now, even though when you put the chod, it makes it a little blacker, but the strength of it is good, so therefore chod is asur, but teven is mutar, the mixture. Tarabanan, kisharav abayit, b'shiniya, when the second Beit HaMikdash was destroyed, ravu pirushin b'Yisrael. All of a sudden came a lot of pirushin. Pirushin are people that wanted to be mahmir on themselves. Shelo le'echol basar, v'shelo le'shtot yayin. That's it, they stopped drinking wine, they stopped eating meat. נתפל להם רבי יהושע. אז רבי יהושע קיים תרם, אמר להם, בניי, מפני מה אי אתם אוכלים בשר ואין אתם שותים יין? What are you being so מחמיר for? Why? We don't eat meat during the 9 days. They didn't eat meat the whole year. What are you being so מחמיר? He says, אמרו לו, נאכל בשר שממנו מקריבים על גבי המזבח ועכשיו בטל? Should we eat meat? That the meat used to be brought on the מזבח. Now there's no more מזבח.
So zecher l'churban, we don't want to eat meat. Zecher l'churbanot. Nishtei yayin, shemenasichin al gabe mizbeach, ve'achshav batel. So we drink wine, it used to be nisuchei yayin. Now they don't do that anymore. How can we drink wine? Avadahein imkein, lechem lo nochal. So they stop eating bread. Shekevar batlu menachot. They stop bringing the menachot. The menachot made out of flour. So they told him, okay, you're right. Efshar beperot. You're right, good idea. They will have fruit instead. Perot lo nochal. Hakjah fruit. Shekevar betlu bikurim. Bikurim came out from the fruits. So he said, okay, you know what? You're right. Efshar beperot aherim. Bikurim only applies to the seven fruits of Israel. Doesn't apply to every fruit. All right, you're right. We'll have apples. We'll have the oranges. Where bikurim doesn't apply. Ma'ayim lo nishte. Shekevar batel. Nisuch ha-mayim. Okay, so stop drinking water. Because there's no more nisuch ha-mayim. Shatku. They couldn't answer that. What do you need? They kept quiet. Manen banai. Bo'u ve'omer lachem. Shelo lehitabel kol ikar iefshar. Listen. To tell you that you can't mourn it all, I can't tell you that. Shekevar nigzera gizera. There's a gizera, you have to mourn. Which is this hayuv, it says, Sisu itam masos kol lehitabelim aleha. It's a pasuk in Yishaya. You have to be mitabel. To tell you to do nothing, I cannot tell you that, because already the gezerah is, we have to have avilut Yerushalayim. Or it abel yoter midai, but to do too much in excess, yifshar. She'en gozin gezerah la-sibur, ela imken rov sibur yicholim na'amod ba. You can't put a gezerah on the sibur, unless at least the majority of the sibur is able to withstand it, to eat to the gezerah. V'chtiv, because the pasuk says, b'me'era, אתם נערים, ואותי אתם קובעים הגוי כולו. They was talking about over there, the rabbis made a gezerah, that everybody has to bring their ma'aser to the otzar, to the treasury, and from over there, everybody's going to divide the ma'aser and give it to the kohanim and to the levim. So they put a curse on the people. Whoever doesn't bring this ma'aser to the treasury, there's going to be a curse. Now, obviously, if they put a curse, they held that the people were able to withstand such a gezerah. Look at the Rashi. B'me'era atem ne'erim. That's a curse. You're going to get cursed. Kibbaltem alechem gezerat aru. You accepted upon yourself a gezerah of arur, of a curse. La'vi ha'ma'asir l'beta osek l'chti b'malachi. Ha'viyu et kol ha'ma'asir. Ra'fapichin ve'oti atem kuf'im. And you're not doing it. אתם גוזלים את המעשה ואת התרומה כדכתיב. אמרתם במה כוונוך המעשה והתרומה. הגוי כולו. That's the key words. The whole nation. כלומר, וכל הקהל כולו קיבלו את הגזרה. So you see, when you make a gezera, it only can be effective if the whole sibur accepted. Or majority, because רובו ככולו. But the point is, a gezera can only be done if it's accepted. That's what the prophet was saying. And you all accepted it. It's gezera שהסיבור קיבלו. But a gezera that you can't accept, we cannot do. Which is an amazing thing over here. Really, they're saying, from the dinim of Chorban Beit HaMikdash, it's mashma, that really you shouldn't be able to drink water, and you shouldn't be able to have meat and wine all year, and all these things. The only reason why we don't do it is because the sibur would be too hard for them. But in theory, it should be like that. I mean, he wasn't arguing, yeah, you're wrong, what are you doing, why are you not having meat? This doesn't make sense. Your sivara is right. But if you're going to go with that sevara too strong, it's going to come to a situation where the sibur is not going to be able to handle it. But hypothetically, let's say the sibur is able to handle it. They make the gezerah. They tell you, don't drink, don't eat bread all year. Zekah l'churban. That shows you how serious the zekah l'churban is. Ela kach amru hachamim. Hachamim gave parameters to the law. Sad adam et beto besid. You can really use limestone according to this. However, u'mishayir bo davar mu'at. But leave a certain place in the house unplastered. The kama, and how much? Amar of Yosef. Amma al amma. One amma by one amma. Amar of Chazda. Keneged ha-petach. Preferably by the door. Where it's noticeable by the entrance. You leave a amma by amma unplastered. Zechad ha-churba. Oseh adam kosur chay sa'uda. A guy can make all the needs for his sa'uda. U'mishayir davar mu'at. But leave one dish. Don't make one dish. Leave one dish off the table. Ma'i, amaraba, amarapapa, kasad harsana. Kasad harsana is a little fish. Leave that, which means don't make your table complete. Even if you leave out the fish, that's enough. Kasad harsana is a small fish. Ose isha kol shek takshitea. A lady is able to put on all her makeup and all her beauty, beautifying herself. Umishayira devar mu'at. But leave one thing out. What is that? Ma'i, Amara Bat Sada'a. The Bat Sada'a. Bat Sada'a is the sideburns. They used to put a depilatory on the side over here to clean the hair over here, to take off the hair. They leave that now. Zekal al-Hurma, they don't put the depilatory on the sides here to clean the hair. Shana Emar Imishkahai Kirushalayim. Pasuk says, if I forget Yerushalayim, Tishkah Imini. I should forget my right hand. Tidbak Lishoni Lechiki. Right? So this Pasuk of is telling us that you have to make commemorations for Yerushalayim. So Gemara says, May Al Rosh Simchati. It says, Imishkahai Kirushalayim, Tishkah Imini, Tidbak Lishoni Lechikim Loskerechi. If I'm not going to remember Jerusalem, Al Rosh Simchati. On the head of my happiness. What's that mean? This is talking about when a hatan used to get married, they used to take ashes and they would put the ashes on the head of the hatan in order for him to remember the Beit HaMikdash, the Qurban. So he says, Al Rosh Simchati, even on my happiest day, which is the wedding, Yom Simchat Tabor is the wedding, they would put Efen Makleh. Where did they put this ashes? Bimkom tefillin. They will put it right in the spot over here of the tefillin, where the tefillin shalosh sit. Shene emar, nasum la'abane siyon, latet lahem pe'er tahat efer. Which means, the tefillin is called pe'er. Pe'er chahavush alecha. That's called the tefillin. Instead of where the pe'er is supposed to be, they put efer. Pe'er is otiyot efer. So instead of pe'er, they put efer. So they put some community stuff that's custom today. They take ashes and they put it on the head of the chatan at the time of the wedding. And anybody that mourns Jerusalem, he merits to see the Simcha of Yerushalayim. Shnei Emar, Simchu et Yerushalayim, Vegiluba, Sisu etam masos, kol ha-metabedim aleha. Mefashim ask over here, what does it mean, Zoche v'ro'e b'simchata? It should say, Yizkeh v'yir'e b'simchata. Whoever mourns Jerusalem will benefit to see the consolation of Jerusalem. What did it say? Kol ha-metabedim zocheh v'ro'eh. Now in the present? No, you don't see the Nechama Yerushalayim now. The Nechama is in the future. It should say Yizkeh v'yir'eh. So the Mefashim say a beautiful explanation like this. When Yosef HaSadiq was missing, Yaakov Abinu was in Avilut for 22 years. The question is, we have a Gezerah that says that after 1 year, when somebody dies, you forget. When already God gave a beracha that the met is nishkach min alev after yab chodashim, after 1 year. So the question is, by Yaakov Abinu, how come after 1 year he didn't get over it? It says velo yachol litnachem. He was unable to be consoled. The explanation we know is because Yosef wasn't dead. So you see that was the biggest indication that Yosef was still alive, from the fact that Yaakov Avinu was still mourning. So now we say the same thing. Jerusalem was destroyed. They raised the Beit HaMikdash to the ground. A person might have thought that that's it. Jerusalem is dead. It has no pulse anymore. It's finished. Oh, but from the fact that 2,000 years later, we're still remembering it and we're still crying for the Beit HaMikdash, that must be that what? That Jerusalem is still alive. That the patient is not dead yet. Because if it was dead, we would have forgotten about it a year later. So therefore, Zocheh v'ro'eh, when we go through the mourning periods of Yerushalayim, the consolation is immediate. Because we say to ourselves, if we're still mourning, that means Jerusalem is still alive. That means there's still a heartbeat to Yerushalayim. They weren't able to destroy the Kiddushah of Yerushalayim. So the consolation is immediate. It's not Yizkeh v'yir'eh. It's in the present. Tanya Amar Bishmar Ben Elisha. Yom Sha'ara Bet HaMikdash. The time that Bet HaMikdash was destroyed, Dinu Shenegzor Alatzmenu Shalom Lechol Basar. Veshalom Lishtot Yayin. Ela, En Gozin Gizal HaSibur. Ela, Emken Rom Sibur Yicholim Na'amod Ba'a. Same thing we said, that really from the times of the destruction, we should stop eating wine and stop eating meat. But it's a Gizalah that the Sibur cannot handle. Umiyom. Shepashta malchut harishcha shegozeret alenu gezerot ra'ot v'chashot. The time that the Romans came and they make gezerot on us that are difficult and bad, and they stop us from learning Torah and doing mitzvot,
the Shavua Abin, they don't let us go to Shavua Abin. Shavua Abin is Brit Midah. Because after a week, Shavua Abin, after the week, they call that the Midah. Ba'amidah li Yeshua Abin. Yeshua Abin is a pinjon. That's the way they used to call a pinjon. Yeshua is to redeem. Dinu shenegzor al atzmenu shelo lisa isha ulolid banim. Wow, really? They should have made a gezerah. You can't get married and not have children, because we can't do mitzvot like we're supposed to. We can't do the midah. We can't go to do this pinjon. Really, should be they should mevatel the whole thing of periyav rebiyah. Tosfot says they didn't mean to mevatel. Torah says peru urvu. I mean mevatel periyav rebiyah. And they meant to say once a person fulfilled periyav rebiyah with a boy and a girl. Finished. No more children. Boy and girl, maximum. That's it. Once you did your hayuv. But what would happen? If we would do that, then the seed of Avraham Avinu would be destroyed by itself. Ela, which was, instead of them destroying it, let it happen by itself. Ela, anach lehem Yisrael, mutav shu shogegim v'aliyu mezidim. Amazing concept, he said. But you know what? If you tell them to do it, they're not going to listen. So better, we don't make the gezerah, so at least they're only shogeg and they're not doing it on purpose. This is an amazing concept. According to this rabbi, really today, after the destruction of Beit HaMikdash, all the gezerot, you should have limiting on how many children you should have. But why? If you tell the people to do it, they might not listen. So when there comes a type of gezerah, whereby telling somebody they're not going to listen, so now you're making them commit it on purpose. So we gotta say, don't tell them, but they should be shogeg and not mezid. Look at the Rashi, the Rambam at the bottom. Value mezidim the meshum the lo yuchul la'amod ba yebateluwa v'nimseu mezidim hilkach lo gazdina. Amazing! That's why they're making gezerah. Look how far they wanted to go to make gezerot for the churban, even to limit how many children you could have. But they said it's impossible to do it because the people are not going to accept it. Adran alat haskat batim.